Welcome back to WSHIT and an exciting day here at the station indeed. Brian Green, Chris C. Hoadley have been keeping the universe on edge. Where will the commercial break podcast continue to broadcast from? That is the question that will be answered today in Tokyo, Japan. Six cities, seven countries have been duking it out to get the attention of the most sought-after podcast since Where in the World is Richard Simmons? We go live now, where the committee is about to announce their decision down to Tokyo.
First of all, I would like to express the gratitude to the six candidate cities, their countries, and their people for their great interest. And now it is my duty and honor to announce to the world the name of the host city. The International Committee has awarded that honor to the city of Atlanta.
There you have it. The announcement is in. Atlanta, Georgia will be the site. What a tremendous moment going on right now at the meeting there in Tokyo and, of course, here in Atlanta as well. What a tremendous moment. Now let's go quickly to Underground Atlanta. You can see what's going on there. Those people are happy. There is no doubt about that. They are just thrilled at this point to see exactly what's going on. There are hugs everywhere, cheers everywhere. It is a dynamic moment for the city of Atlanta. Look at the fireworks there at Underground.
For the first time in my life, words elude me. We'll be back right after this commercial break.
On this episode of the commercial break,
right? So I got up. I went out to sleep at 8:15. I got up at 9:45. I had to be at work by 10:30. So I go. Yeah. And we are like running around setting up the tables, like the pre-open shit, right? Running around setting up tables, cleaning silverware, all this other stuff. And I think I was managing the place at the time. I must have been standing.
What a great manager.
Oh, you don't even, please. Thought I was being a good boy by going to sleep at 3:30 in the morning after having drank, you know, 22 Bud Lights or whatever it was, instead of my usual 6 in the morning and then trying to struggle to get up at 9:30, 10 or 11 o'clock. I knew I had a court appearance, so I went to bed at 3:30. And the next day, I swear, I come into the courtroom and my lawyer's there. His name is Brett. And he's like, don't you fucking say a word. I go, hey, Brett. And he goes, he like pulls me over to the side. He's like, don't you fucking say a word. Don't say a word. And I'm like, what? What? He's like, shh, shh, shh.
Club sandwich.
Talking to you, Cheesecake There's Factory.
Everything. They've got a little bit of everything. It's like, no, just pick something.
Yes.
And do them really well.
I'm talking to you, Cheesecake Factory. The fuck? Honestly.
They've got the cheesecake.
They have the cheesecake.
And they do that really well.
They do that really well. Stick with the cheesecake. Mm-hmm. Stick with the cheesecake and maybe a burger and shake and fries.
The menu is so long.
So long.
It's a book.
I can never just, I always decide on one thing because
what
I don't.
You picked the wrong thing.
And it's on the first page. You want to know why? Because I don't want to read the rest because then I just get hungry for other stuff. And I'm like, I don't know. And you know, it's Cheesecake Factory, so it's not like anything's going to be particularly great.
Yeah.
I'm just going to pick the thing I think is least shitty. Right?
The next episode of The Commercial Break starts now.
Beep, boop, boop. Hello!
Did someone order a large pepperoni pizza?
Oh, that must have been me. Hi!
Hello, Miss Crumpet. Did you order pepperoni pizza with large slice of balls?
Oh, Billy!
Oh, Mrs. Crumpet!
I forgot to put my towel on. I just got out of the shower. Do you want to have double penetration anal?
I gotta get back to work, but sure. I want to deliver your pie.
Oh, Billy! Welcome to the TCB Porn Studio! Hey, I'm Brian, this is Chrissy, and
Happy New Year!
Best to you! Hope your year's going well. Best to you. That's going to start. I'm going to start introducing myself. Brian Green, best to you.
Best to you.
Best to you. And they're going to go, what? I said best to you. May it all come your way.
Best
to you.
Best Brian.
Oh my God. We went out of town for a few days and we always leave the dogs at the dog place. We go and we leave the dogs. We drop them off at
the
dog hotel. It's called the Pet Suites. Mm-hmm. And they are. They're like little hotel rooms for dogs. You know, some are basic. Like you can get like the Quality Inn type room where it's just a basically a cement box, right?
Yeah.
It's like, I don't know, maybe 5x4. And then it's got a chain link door on it. But they're well fed. They get food and a little bed and they can have their little stuffies or whatever's going on there. And they feed them treats and medicine, whatever you need them to.
Yeah.
But then you can go all the way up to the townhouses. They call them townhouses. Where they literally have a fucking TV in there.
And a camera.
Playing Animal Planet.
Oh my God.
Wow. 24 hours. Animal Planet or TLC. One of those two channels is always playing. Because, you know, the dog's like 90 Day Fiancé just as much as I do.
Yes, they do.
My 600-pound life. And the other day I went in there to go get Nico and Blue. The old, you know, old pup mups. And I saw one of the dogs watching TLC. He was like staring at it. Yeah. But I mean, not for a second, for minutes. And I was like, really? I thought dogs couldn't see TV because of something having to do with their eyes.
No, they can see it.
Okay. Maybe it's the old screen that was like bubbled or something. They couldn't like they couldn't make out the picture because of the bubble around it. But that was 1952 and we're in 2021.
It's more flat.
That's right. And man, I will tell you what. My dog still smells very dead. Every day they go, oh my God, holy, halfway across the house. I'm like, there's that dead dog again.
Here comes Nico. Yeah. Oh, wait, Nico's outside.
That's right. Oh, Nico's outside. I have a bed, a big like plush bed that the dogs sleep on. And I have heat and air conditioning registers are on the floor because I live in a one-story house. So everything comes up from the crawl space, right? And so someone, you know, put the bed on top of one of the heat and cool registers. Oh, my God.
Heating it up.
By the love of the Lord. Heating up someone clean this dog. So I told the Play Place people, I'm like, you know, you can get a bath optional, right? Yeah. On the way out the
door.
It's
also a spa.
Yeah, it's like a spa. Of course, it costs an extra $180,000. But,
yeah.
You know, for someone to wash your dog, it's really not that. Come on. Is it really that hard to wash my dog? Anyway, so I say, yeah, give him the old treatment because, you know, maybe Nico will smell just a hair bit better. And I don't know how, but I don't know how it's possible. It's like he's like a gremlin. When he gets wet, he smells worse. He turns into one of those slimy little like, it's just so bad, this poor dog. You could smell this, right?
Yeah,
you could smell it. It's just, I don't know. And you know Nico,
he's so cute though. Whenever he come in, he
yeah, he puts he stretches puts his paws
and then,
up
and then
yeah.
He just stretches. He's like, oh, while I'm here, let yeah. me just do a stretch.
Hi, it's me. And he'll give you that all, you know,
yeah.
Jesus. You ever been in a car with somebody who had such bad breath you could smell it in the car? Like, no matter, you know what I'm saying?
I've been around people with bad breath before.
I was at a restaurant. I was working at a restaurant one time, and I had been out a long night the night before. I had ended up at someone's house, and I didn't have a toothbrush or anything with me, and I just didn't want to use this person's toothbrush to brush my teeth, and I had to go to work. At like 10:30 in the morning, and I went to sleep at 8:15, right? So I got up. I went out to sleep at 8:15. I got up at 9:45. I had to be at work by 10:30. So I go, and we are like running around setting up the tables, like the pre-open shit, right? Running around setting up tables, cleaning silverware, all this other stuff. And I think I was managing the place at the time. I must have been standing.
What a great manager!
Oh, you don't even please. I mean, at least I went to sleep that night because there were lots of nights where I just walked into that place on zero sleep and like my eyes twirling like the Cheshire Cat.
Oh, our 20s.
I had to beg people to do things for me. I don't want to look at this person. They know I'm high. I'm still high. Do I have any? How's my nose look? Everything okay? Everything okay?
Yeah.
Do I get bats in the cave? Bats in the cave? I think there was a couple occasions where I might have shown up to work and needed a little helper to get me through, right? So I was drinking and high at the same time. Like, I was just like a total disaster.
Whatever gets me through.
But I would only do that if I knew I only had one shift. If I had to work a double, I would never do that. Because if you have to work a double, there's no opportunity.
Torture.
Yeah. So sometimes I would go to sleep literally at 3:15. And maybe sometimes I wouldn't go to sleep. I'd just keep partying through the day. Yeah. I mean, listen, my 20s were really wild.
Yeah.
And I can't explain all the reasons why I did the things I did. Yes, I can. Drugs. That's why I did the things I did.
Right. our bodies just were able to take
I could just take a pounding, man. Yeah. I just kept on going. Another line, another drink, another smoke, whatever.
Yeah.
Anyway, I go, and I must be 15 feet away from this guy, Burke. I miss this guy. He's passed away, but I must be 15 feet away from him. And he goes, he runs up to me, and he's like, "Hey, brother, just gotta let you know something."
Hey, bro.
Your breath smells like 1,000 asses. And I was like, "It does?" And he's like, "Oh, bro, you smell bad. It's like a combination of diarrhea and vodka." I go, "I thought vodka didn't smell." He goes, "If it did, it'd smell like that." And I was like, "Shit. And what do I do now?" And so luckily we had some like emergency, you know, breath stuff in the back just in case anybody was having a particularly rough morning.
I know. I remember going to work one time, and this is when I was selling advertising, and advertising sales is just, I mean, you can't get away from everybody going and partying and hanging out. It's similar to a restaurant for some reason. So
very similar. I agree with you.
I had a long night drinking some wine, and I came in, and I'm back in the video production room helping out with a commercial. You know, somebody's like, "What?" And then they're like, "Whoa, you definitely drank wine last night." I was like, "You can smell that? What?" I drank a bunch of coffee. I thought I was chewing gum, but okay, man.
It's embarrassing when it happens, but at that point, you know, you just want to get through your hangover. Yeah,
exactly.
Yeah, TCB Podcast. That's right. Keep on going. Just get me through this day. TCBpodcast.com. The brand new TCBpodcast.com is where you go. You can read show notes, find out more about Chrissy and I, and watch the entire video library of the commercial break or the audio library. We started recording, I think, episode number 19 or 20. So, you know, we've got about 40 episodes sitting up there. We're on episode whatever. We're well into the 60s, rounding into the 70s. This might be in the 70s. I'm not sure, depending on how we release the episode. That's why I won't say the episode name, because I don't really know what it is yet. 470-584-8449 is where you can text us or leave us a message. And at The Commercial Break on Instagram. Of course, you can find us on Clubhouse at Brian Green, at TCB Chrissy. Make sure you join The Commercial Break Club inside of Clubhouse to get exclusive access to our commercial lunch break program, which is where we record or play, you know, record an interview, or we play games, or we do whatever. We go live for about 45 minutes inside of there. And we're just kind of slowly opening that up. Like, I really haven't...
We're testing the waters.
We're testing the waters. Mm-hmm. So, you know, at the first couple, we had almost zero people in there. Today, I think we were recording earlier today. We had like 5 or 6 people that were in there. Yeah. Slowly, I'll open it up to everybody. But you got to be a part of Clubhouse in order to do that. If you need an invite, please DM us at The Commercial Break. And like and subscribe. If you love the program, if you want more, like and subscribe. It really does help in the end. It helps our sponsors know that we're doing well. And it lets us know that you fucking care. So there you go. Yeah. Let's us know that we aren't just pissing in the wind by doing this. So I remember one time, I don't even know if I should say this, but I'll say this. I remember one time I had a court appearance, alcohol related court appearance when in my younger years. And I thought I was being a good boy by going to sleep at 3:30 in the morning after having drank, you know, 22 Bud Lights or whatever it was, instead of my usual 6 in the morning and then trying to struggle to get up at 9:30, 10 or 11 o'clock. I knew I had a court appearance, so I went to bed at 3:30. And the next day, I swear, I come into the courtroom and my lawyer's there. His name is Brett. And he's like, "Don't you fucking say a word." I go, "Hey, Brett." And he goes, he like pulls me over to the side. He's like, "Don't you fucking say a word. Don't say a word." And I'm like, "What? What?" He's like, shh. "Smell like a fucking brewery, man. What a dumb move. How dumb can you be?" And I was like, "What? I smell like a brewery?" He's like, "You smell really bad, man. I smell you 5 feet coming down the hallway."
Sweating.
I know. And I was like, sweating. Now I'm sweating profusely. And I'm like, "Oh my God." And at the time, I'm probably wearing like, you know, ripped up jeans and a sweater from 1986 that I thought was cool.
Sandals.
I know. And he's like, "Don't say a word until you get to the judge. And then you better point your head directly straight. Don't turn it toward the prosecutor." Right. And I was like, "Oh God." Now I was so nervous. It was such a disaster. Listen, the judge ended up being kind and not, you know, throwing the book at me, but whatever. Listen, I got to tell you that today's show is sponsored in part by HelloFresh. And I actually couldn't be more excited to talk about this because Astrid and I actually use this service. And we have on and off for many years. When Astrid first came here, when we were engaged and she came over to the United States, and we decided that maybe it was easier if we had a service that just delivered meals in a box. So we started to use HelloFresh. They deliver recipes and all of the ingredients you need to cook those recipes in less than 30 minutes for dinner. And then they have other options that take less than 20 minutes. It's 28% on average cheaper to buy from HelloFresh than it is from your local grocery store, and 72% cheaper than going out to eat. Who's going out to eat right now anyway? We love HelloFresh. It's a service our family personally uses. They sent us a box here, a free box. Even though we use the service, they sent us a free box. We had the pork tacos. They were super delicious. This food is chosen by professional chefs and nutritional experts, so you know they're delicious and they are healthy. 25 different options to choose from every single week. And guess what? For Commercial Break listeners, they are offering 12 free meals. That's 12 free meals delivered absolutely free. That's what free means. If you use the following information, HelloFresh.com/TCB12. That's HelloFresh.com/TCB12. And then when you get to the website, you use the code TCB12. That's TCB12. Do us a favor. Go over, try HelloFresh for free. 12 meals for free. www.HelloFresh.com/TCB12. Use the code TCB12 for 12 meals, no cost, delivered to your door. Use the service. Astrid and I do. Thanks, HelloFresh.
Hi, everybody. I'm Katie Segal.
And I'm Kurt Sutter.
And welcome to our new podcast called PIE, People, Influences, and Experiences.
Yes, it's sort of the get to know you at a deeper level, the who, what, when, where, and why you are, rather than what it is you do.
Absolutely. We're not going to talk too much about what people do. We just want to know about their families, where they come from, you know, what shapes their parenting if they have kids, what shapes their marriages if they're married. We just want to be really nosy. We want to get in there.
A deep dive into nature and nurture.
And we started it because there are a lot of people that we don't know that we are curious about.
Right. And I have no friends. So for me, it's, you know,
trying to get them out of the house.
Listen to it on whatever you listen to. Podcasts on?
Yeah, podcast, homecasts.
Your podcasting apparatus? Watch it on the YouTube.
He's aging himself.
Ladies and gentlemen.
What are you doing?
What do you mean?
Keep it simple.
I'm making the promo.
Just keep it simple. Just say, hey, we're the Brav Bros. Two guys that talk about Bravo.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, we're the Brav Bros.
No.
Oh.
Dude. Stop with the voice. Just keep it simple.
I've seen promos on TV, dude. This is how you get the fans engaged. This is how you get listeners. We're trying to get listeners here. If we just say, oh, we're two dudes that talk about Bravo, people are going to get tired of it already. We need some oomph.
All right, then fine. Let's try to do it with your voice.
Brav Bros.
Good job.
I have been doing some research because, you know, we're doing the TCB porn studio stuff. I think yes. This, you know, it's funny. It's interesting. It's cute. You know, sometimes it's funny. Well, sometimes it's funny and sometimes it's not. But I really started getting interested, not in necessarily
in porn.
Yeah, kind of. I started getting interested in porn about 3 days ago. Wow. They have sex on camera? I didn't know they were putting this stuff on the internet.
Oh, yeah. There's a whole world out
you
there.
Don't say. Yeah, you don't say. Wow. I started getting interested in the porn habits of us as a culture, the United States, like our porn habits, right?
Okay.
Because I read that Pornhub said that the number one search for 2020 was stepmom porn. That was the number one search. Mm-hmm. But then I thought, is there any more detailed research that we could get besides like just one particular thing that was searched? And what I found was, back from the election of 2020, that one particular week, I found the top 50, the top one in each state, top 50 terms searched for on Pornhub.
Okay.
Are you ready for this?
This is so
fucked up, man.
I mean, yeah. Am I ready for this?
No, you're not ready for this.
Okay.
There's nothing that can make you ready for what I'm about to tell you.
Perfect.
Okay.
I'm going to start in maybe no particular order, but I'm going to let you know. We'll start with ones that just make sense, right? Washington is double penetration. Double penetration. That's the
Washington State.
Washington State.
Okay.
Double penetration.
Uh-huh.
What is that cold weather doing to your head? Double penetration to me just looks painful. I'm sorry. Yeah. Looks painful for everybody involved. Mm-hmm. Like, not just the woman, but it looks painful for the men involved. Mm-hmm. And then you got to touch penises. You got to, like, be penis brothers, right? Because when you do double penetration and you go in like this, like, your balls are going to touch.
Okay.
They're going to clap. Like I do before the show. Clap!
Okay.
Make it a great day with ball clapping. I think now that the pandemic's around, we should start, and we shouldn't shake hands anymore, but I think ball clapping would be okay. What if I just walked up to somebody and just
nice
swung my
you.
Nuts right at him?
Best to you.
Best to you. Best to you. Here's a little scrundle love. Here's my dill sack. Pep, pep, dill sack. What if guys just ran up to each other, stopped a couple inches from each other, and then
boom.
Their balls just swung.
Instead of chest bumping,
that's right.
Ball bumping.
What if we had a little, like, a
best
little...
To you.
Best to you. Best to you and your scrundle. What if we had, like, a little cutout in our pants and it just, like, so our balls could clap together?
Well, I mean, the decanter.
The DD canter. That's right. We could use the same DD canter flap where we're tasting with our testicles. Our tasty testicles. Our tasty testicle tasting. We can do a little dill sack clap.
Yep.
Yep. A little scrundle. We'll call it the
scrundle. Call it the scrundle.
We'll call it the scrundle. Mm-hmm. Hey, brother, give me a scrundle. You know, like, say, hey, brother, give a high five. Hey, brother. High scrundle.
Don't leave me hanging.
Don't leave me.
Literally.
Don't leave me hanging. Scrundle me, bro. Best to you. I said the secret words. Best to you. That means I want a scrundle. I want a high scrundle. High scrundle. Low scrundle. High scrundle. In the middle. Scrundle. Oh, that's what happens when you do double penetration.
Okay.
I just wanted you to know.
We're just through the one state right now, right?
Yeah, we have 49 more to go. Oh, how long is the program? Okay, 17 minutes in. Oregon succubus. Succubus?
I'm not sure what that is.
Isn't that like a pretend creature from the lagoon?
Oh.
Like from Blue the seven,
Blue seven lagoon.
Leagues under the sea. Is it seven leagues under the sea?
I have no idea what
seven
it is.
Seven leagues under the sea, which is like 15 feet. Seven leagues under the sea.
It's similar to the 7 degrees of separation from Kevin Bacon.
By the way, 10,000 leagues under the sea. What is a league? What's a league? Is it a foot? Is it 10 feet?
I don't know.
A mile. Jeez, 10,000 miles? I don't even think that. I think you'd end up in space.
There's things down there.
There are things down there. That, you know, they're pretty deep. Maybe the succubus is down there.
The succubus.
This must be some kind of cartoon porn, right? Mm. Like a succubus is, I don't know. Or maybe it's a name that they give a particular woman who's very popular in the state of Oregon. Yeah. The succubus.
What are men?
Could be a man.
Mm-hmm.
I'm my misogyny shows. Mm-hmm. And I have to say that I'm sorry. It's just I don't mean to.
Your scrundle is showing.
My scrundle is showing. Iowa is yoga pants.
Oh.
That's rather
pretty
tame.
Wholesome.
That's pretty tame.
The Midwest.
I'll be right back. I'm going to go whack off to yoga pants.
Yeah.
How are you going to whack off? You don't even have a TV. We don't even have electricity.
Yoga pants.
Oh, that's right. I guess I'll go churn butter. I go churn my butter, and as the butter rubs up against my scrundle.
Why are they from Holland now?
They're not from Holland. They're Amish.
Amish.
Yeah, the Amish have a certain accent, yeah. They're going to turn butter with their scrundle.
Mm-hmm.
Yoga pants. That's pretty tame.
Yoga pants.
Iowa.
Yeah.
I'm not sure I get that one. I mean, if you're going to go for porn, go all the way. Right?
Yeah, well,
indulge your inner fantasy.
You don't have to go to Pornhub to look at yoga pants. You
no,
could
just
literally
turn on,
go to anything.
Turn on Keeping
anything.
Up with the Kardashians.
Yeah,
I mean, come on.
Just go to any site.
Go to Kylie Jenner's Facebook page.
Yeah.
Montana gets a little crazy with anal cream pie. Anal cream pie.
Okay.
Nothing like semen in the anus. That's what I have to say.
No, can't get pregnant that way.
That's true. I'm not 100% sure. They don't take our advice.
We need to ask Dr. Sin.
I bet Dr. Sin would say that's not necessarily true. Mm. That there could be, you know, spillage.
Traces.
Overages. Yeah. You could, it's like a, well, whatever. Anal cream pie. That's okay. Not, you know, if I was a woman or a man, that's not what I would want to deal with, is semen in the anus. Mm. Just not my thing. Well, I don't know. It seems kind of gross.
Which one's your favorite so far?
I think anal cream pie. Oh, in Arizona, Navajo is the number one thing searched on porn.
Oh.
Looking for Navajo women, mm-hmm. I would assume.
Yeah.
Wow. Good for you. Going back to your roots, Arizona.
Mm-hmm.
But there are a lot of Native Americans that and ancestors that are still living in Arizona. Mm-hmm. It's one of the few places that we actually allow them to live.
God.
It's fucked up, man.
Yeah.
Fucked up. Mm-hmm. I watched a movie on that trailer. I can't get over that movie that I watched, the, you know, it's Exterminate All the Brutes.
Oh, yeah. I know. I still need to watch that.
It's 5 hours long, so take your time. Yeah. But I was watching a thing on the Trail of Tears. How fucked up, man.
Oh, it's so sad.
How fucked up. New York. Getting crazy. This is such a New York thing to have been searching during the. This, remember, this is happening during the election. This is what is being searched for on Pornhub. Okay. In New York, foot job. A foot job? What do you do?
You put
butter on your foot and just rub it up and down?
Yeah, rub it on the scrundle.
Have you ever get scrundlefoot?
Scrundlefoot.
Best to you, scrundlefoot. I know it's an. I'm making up Amish language. Best to you, scrundlefoot. Yoga pant. Yoga pants, scrundlefoot. That means put your yoga pants on. Can you give me a scrundlefoot?
Yes.
Or you just kind of rub it with the butter I've just turned. Let me ask you this. Have you ever given a foot job?
I haven't.
Have you ever been into foot play?
I've heard about it.
Do you like foot play?
No, it's not my thing, but it's a lot of people's thing.
It's a lot of people's thing.
I know. I did run across something a little while back, and I was like, huh, there's people that are actually paying for pictures of women's feet. I was like, you know. My feet look good.
Yeah. Why not?
I can do that.
You could probably make a couple extra $1,000 a month just putting your foot.
I don't really know where to start.
And you know, the weirder situations you put your foot,
really?
The more people are willing to pay. Okay. Oh, yeah. Like, you know, squish a banana with it or, you know, I don't know, put it in the toilet or whatever it is. Like, things just get, like, the weirder you get, the more they're willing to pay. The highly specialized.
We might need to explore this just for the purposes of the podcast research.
I will do this.
Okay.
I fear no URL.
You seem up on all of these different research sites.
It's all just research.
So now.
That's what I tell Astrid. It's all just research.
I'm just researching.
I'm looking up foot jobs. It's just research. Here's an interesting one. Missouri, accidental cream pie.
Oh.
This sounds a little too close to rape to me, Missouri. Yeah. Oopsie. Yeah. Jizzed in your face.
Yeah. I don't know if that's an accident.
I was giving you a scrundle and you popped it. Accidental cream pie. How do you accidentally cream pie?
I don't know.
Like, I mean,
I don't know, but I'm definitely telling my relatives not to listen to this episode.
Oh, yeah. Oh, please. Welcome aboard, sponsors. Aren't you so happy?
Hello.
Hey, NordVPN.
NordVPN,
this is perfect
is
for
it.
Yeah. Absolutely. Massachusetts is college. That doesn't surprise me.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah, it doesn't surprise me. People like to look at porn of the you know, listen, you're never going to be as pretty as you are when you're 20 to 25, right? Mm-hmm. So I can understand why people look for college porn or, you know, whatever, co-ed porn.
Yeah, well, it's kind of a sex, you know, like a fantasy thing,
yes,
too. Like,
I agree.
Oh, this tripper, well, she's just putting herself through college.
She's just putting herself through college.
I mean, that's it.
So let me give her a scrundle foot.
Oh, yeah.
Tennessee has granny. Granny porn in Tennessee.
Oh, that's embarrassing.
That's fucked up. What are you thinking?
God.
I can see Jed Bob. I imagine Jed Bob living in the backwoods of Tennessee. Well, got about 15 minutes before my Mountain Dew crystal meth is ready. Yeah. I've done shaking it up in the bottle, got ready. You know what I might as well do? I'll go whack off to granny porn.
Yeah, that's
the older the better. Slap those swinging tits. Nothing like a wrinkly ass.
Okay, at least she's of consenting age. And, true. You know.
Hey, listen, if she is of consenting age. Well, I don't know. At some point, you start going backwards.
That's true, too.
North Dakota has pumpkin pie.
Huh? Pumpkin.
Pumpkin pie. North Dakota, what are you thinking? What's going on there? I've never seen pumpkin pie porn.
Mm-mm.
Is this like, I wonder if pumpkin is a name for a particular part of the genitalia?
Yeah.
Like, you know, your pumpkin, like butt, or,
okay,
you know, your vagina, or, mm-hmm, you know, maybe, who knows? Maybe your pumpkin is your scrundle.
Yeah.
Your double pumpkin. double pumpkin penetration. New Jersey, again, not surprising, femme dom. Feminist dominatrix.
Oh, right. Mm-hmm. Right.
New Jersey in for gluttons for punishment. Rhode Island is into pegging.
Okay.
You know what pegging is?
Yeah.
Yeah. Pegging is when a woman takes a dildo and has sex, anal sex with a man.
Mm-hmm.
It's called pegging. I'm pegging you.
Yeah. What state is that?
That's Rhode Island.
Rhode Island.
Yeah. Look at let your freak
wild
flag fly.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
I don't get pegging. I don't get a lot of stuff. Like, I mean, really, honestly, I'm relatively tame. Like, I'm not like I don't like crazy things, you know, sex-wise.
Yeah, you seem pretty vanilla.
Yeah, do you think I'm vanilla?
A little bit.
Yeah?
After all this time,
after all these things. I'm not saying that I haven't done a few things, but pegging is not one of them.
Yeah.
Nor foot cream pie or whatever it
is. Or double scrundling.
A double scrundle I'm up for.
Yoga pants,
I'm good.
You need to move to Iowa.
Yeah, I need to move to Iowa.
That's what this is
saying. In Texas, the search is Sex-Mex. Sex-Mex! It's like Tex-Mex, but with sex.
Yes.
Pennsylvania's looking for a fat ass.
Ooh.
That's what they're looking for. Go.
Oh,
boom,
yeah.
Boom, boom,
Pennsylvania
boom,
got a
boom,
big old
boom,
butt.
Boom, boom, boom. I can understand that one.
Yeah.
I like a bit, you know, I like them all just different sizes.
Yes.
New Mexico is looking for Fortnite porn.
Ooh.
Now, I didn't know Fortnite porn existed.
Okay. Yeah. That's the video game.
The video game.
Okay.
Yeah. Where you build a whole world and then, you know.
I mean, I can see that happening. Yeah. Just.
Absolutely.
Because it seems like.
Because people are fucked up.
They go into an alternate reality. What is that? That's called Second Life or something.
Second Life. Yeah.
Mm-hmm, where you can create like a whole other life.
You can create a whole other life.
You can be forget an avatar. About yours.
Yeah. You don't even have to. Just go straight into your pretend world.
Just rent a storage unit for go ahead and prepay for the next couple of years. Get your NordVPN set up.
That's it.
Get into your second life.
Get your NordVPN set up. So the FBI doesn't come looking for you.
Right. Immerse yourself in another life.
That's true. And, you know, you never hear about Second Life anymore, but for a minute, I think that was like the actual first altcoin was created inside of Second Life.
Oh, okay.
They were exchanging money inside that then you could turn into real dollars outside, right?
Right.
And people were making things and selling them, like clothing and sunglasses and, you know, computer programs and all this other stuff. I wonder if Second Life is still going on.
I think it is.
It must be, right?
I think it is.
It was extraordinarily popular there at one point.
I thought it was really going to take off, but.
Me too. But I think we all decided that, you know, Clubhouse is better. If we're not going to pay attention to our real lives, we might as well do it in Clubhouse, where it's not so complicated.
So
you don't have to make up an avatar and all that other stuff. I know. Connecticut has the term wedgie. Wedgie.
Oh. Wedgie and yoga pants seem like they might.
Doesn't this seem like a thing like you wouldn't? I don't know. How many people could possibly be searching for the same term? Wedgie. Like, is there a club or something?
And do you have to do it on Pornhub.
Pornhub.
I mean, there's like some graphic stuff on Pornhub. I don't know that you need to go look for a wedgie on there.
Did Bill Big Gates wedgie, make up coronavirus?
Maybe wedgie leads to something else that is more than we know. Yeah, I need you to do some more research on this.
Okay, I will. Maybe it's like bondage. You know, people like, you know, getting hurt and all that other stuff. So maybe that's.
Yeah.
Hawaii's into 808. What's 808?
What is 0808?
Or is that Bob? I can't tell. I'm looking for Bob porn. That's 808, I think. Yeah, it's definitely
808.
Yeah.
Huh.
Colorado's into tushy. When's the last time you heard anybody call it ass tushy?
No nut November in Alaska.
No what? No nut November.
What?
So wait. Let me get this straight. You're trying to make it all of November without nutting. And then you're going to go on Pornhub to do it? What are you looking for? Inspiration? Pornhub's becoming like the YouTube.
Yeah, it's very... I like that there's like an infographic.
Yeah, it's an infographic.
That you found.
Louisiana Popeyes? Popeyes chicken?
Popeyes. Oh, there's grandma again.
Yeah, there's grandma. Grandma of South Carolina.
South, like, the older.
But well, I want to get back to Popeye. Like Popeyes?
Like the restaurant?
The chicken. Yeah. What are you doing with the chicken in Pornhub?
I don't know.
I don't want to know. No. I don't even want to know.
Now that I think about it, I don't.
Just
Let's
sounds
move on.
Gross. Yeah.
Wait, I was looking at the California swag.
Swag? Okay. I don't know what that means, but okay. Oklahoma's into cheerleader porn. Uh-oh. Uh-oh, Oklahoma. Settle down now. I mean, settle down. Nebraska's into wife swapping.
Well, what else are you going to do in Nebraska?
That's true. Georgia's into tickling. Tickling.
I do like tickling, but not necessarily looking at my porn.
No, I don't want to have porn and tickle.
Tickle porn.
Yeah. I like my porn straight on, straight ahead. 4 or 5 women pleasuring one man. That's how I like my porn.
Gotcha.
Real life. IRL type stuff.
IRL.
What it more is like one man failing to pleasure one woman. Nope, couldn't do it. Failed again.
I've tried.
Man, have I. And I've tried.
I tried looking at those yoga pants.
Oh my God, did I try? Time a single day in this institution. I don't know why I broke out in song like that. I'm sorry to the audience. Just like I'm sorry to the many women that I've tried to play, please. Sorry for all the drama. Wow. Yeah, so there you go. There's like kind of it's kind of like a round robin of things that, you know, things
robin.
That, oh, in Florida
not
was in
what
the,
I thought.
Florida was into Trump.
Trump porn?
Trump porn. There is Trump porn, by the way. There are people who play Trump, and then it's like, you know, it's a pretend like setup where there's one I saw.
Dress up as Trump.
Dress up as Trump, and Trump, a very good lookalike for Trump, was fucking a very good lookalike for Ivanka.
Oh,
which is just twisted.
That's going back to like to the mom and dad. And
yeah, you wonder if that's actually happening. Seems a little weird, doesn't it? The relationship between those two.
Yeah,
but I don't know. What do I know? What do I know? I don't know anything. I'm not saying that that's happening. I'm saying
that there's anything about it that's actually happening physically, but I would feel uncomfortable if my dad said some of the things that he has said about her.
I'd be uncomfortable if my dad wanted me to sit on his lap all the time at 32 years old. Right.
Yeah.
And I was putting his hand on my thigh. Like, Ivanka, run, head for the hills, tell somebody, scream out loud, call 911, do something.
And then she married Jared.
And then she married Jared Kushner.
Yeah.
It's me, Jared. Jared, I want, I don't even know how to do a Trump voice, but Jared, everything's huge. 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 I want you to go take the care of this Israel thing for us.
Yeah.
I want you to negotiate Middle East peace. Okay. Can I bring my Legos? yeah, whatever. Okay. You mind if I take the plane? No, go ahead.
Yeah, take it.
Jared. He just looks like such a doofus to me.
Yeah.
He looks like such a doofus. Mm-hmm. And I don't know him, so I don't know if he's a doofus or not.
Yeah.
But, you know, I do know one thing. He's not a self-made man. It's not like Jared Kushner didn't get everything handed to him.
Yes.
Right? So, and I don't know, something about that. I guess if you go on, strike out on your own, that's one thing. But if you then follow in your dad's footsteps, marry the most famous woman in the world who's about to be, you know, and then whatever, Jared fucking Kushner. Yeah. Drives me fucking crazy. Did you hear that, what's his name? Who's the guy? Ben Affleck. Did you hear that Ben Affleck cannot get on Tinder? Did you hear this?
No, I didn't hear this.
He tried to set up a profile, and Tinder keeps on declining him the profile.
Okay.
Because they think he's catfishing.
Right.
Yeah. And so they won't actually let him make a profile.
Uh-huh.
And this seems unfair to me, but I guess I understand why.
Well, I feel like I've read something about the, there's like a specific celebrity app. That you go to.
There is, but then they can't meet real people.
That is true.
And if I was a celebrity, I wouldn't want to meet other celebrities. Yeah. Because trust me, I've met a few celebrities over the last couple of weeks.
Yeah.
I'm not all that interested in hanging out with them. And I've met a lot of people who think they're celebrities. And I'm not all that interested in hanging out with them. Fucked up. I just got to say this. What makes you think you're so fucking important?
Right.
You know who I'm talking. If you're listening, you know I'm talking to you. Mm-hmm. What makes you think you're so goddamn important? Who gave you, who knighted you, queen or king of whatever the fuck?
Well, it's the old saying, don't you know who I think I am?
Yeah, don't you know who I think I am is right. Congratulations on your 52 fucking followers on Clubhouse and your, you know, failing career as a whatever. But that doesn't mean that you get to treat me like shit.
That's right.
I'm Brian Green. Don't you know who I think I am? I know no one cares
very
about.
Very busy and important.
I'm very important. Look at me. I'm all over the place.
Yes.
I'm on Clubhouse. I'm on Instagram. Facebook. YouTube. Twitter. I have 6 followers on Twitter.
Are you active on Twitter? You have to tell me.
Oh,
so
I'm
I can
active
like,
on Twitter,
I can
all right.
Like it.
What's that?
I said you have to tell me so I can like it.
I'm active on Twitter, all right. I'm actively trying not to get on that app. Stupid fucking Twitter.
That's a lot.
I don't understand it.
You have to kind of just pick one thing and go with it.
I agree with you. You got to pick a horse and ride it.
Yeah.
Right?
Well, it's like a restaurant that tries to do like you get the menu and you're like, oh, they've got Asian, Mexican. Club sandwiches.
Talking to you, Cheesecake Factory.
Everything. They've got a little bit of everything. It's like, no, just pick something.
Yes.
And do them really well.
I'm talking to you, Cheesecake Factory. The fuck? Honestly.
They've got the cheesecake.
They have the cheesecake.
And they do that really well.
They do that really well. Stick with the cheesecake.
Mm-hmm.
Stick with the cheesecake and maybe a burger and shake and fries.
The menu is so long.
So long.
It's a book.
I can never I always decide on one thing because
what if
I don't
pick the wrong thing.
And it's on the first page. You want to know why? Because I don't want to read the rest because then I just get hungry for other stuff. And I'm like, I don't know. And you know, it's Cheesecake Factory. So it's not like anything's going to be particularly great.
Yeah.
I'm just going to pick the thing I think is least shitty. Right?
Yes.
So here's some advice. Cheesecake Factory.
Mm-hmm.
Keep the you know what? Get more cheesecakes. And less menu items. And now they always throw in 6 inserts and a table tent and all this other shit.
Oh, I know.
Let's take a look at the table tent for our specials for June and July. It's all seasonal. Seasonal what? Seasonal beef, all beef patty? Isn't a cow always in season? What are you talking about? And then we've got our keto diet and our no carbs diet
gluten-free.
And our golden gram diet and our extra sugar diet and our dietitian diet. It's all in there. We put extra inserts in there. Great. Now more pages. Can I get a Coca-Cola and some free bread, please?
A piece of cheesecake.
Would you like sugar-free Coca-Cola, cherry Coca-Cola, diet Coca-Cola, Coca-Cola with Sprite, Arnold Palmer Coca-Cola? No! I want you to order me one thing. I want a cheeseburger. I want it done well, medium well. I want some cheese on it and some Frenchie fries. That's all I want. As my son would say, I want some Frenchie fries.
Frenchie fries.
Can you do that? Would you like the no carb French fries, sweet potato French fries, onion potential fries? Would you like plantain French fries? No. I want potato French fries. Potato French fries. Would you like red potato French fries, orange potato French fries? No.
I like the dirty potato French
fries. Oh, yeah. The sweet potato? The dirty one?
Well, the ones that have the skin.
Oh, yeah. I love it.
And I like the sweet potato ones.
Love the sweet potato ones. Mm-hmm. But my point is, okay, if that's what you had, burgers and a couple French fry choices. I like where you're going there, right?
It's the cheesecake.
That's right. And when did Cheesecake Factory become an Italian restaurant serving multiple dishes of Italian food? Like, since when did you start doing pasta primavera well? Like, pasta diarrhea. That's what it really is. That's what it looks like.
Yes.
Yeah.
This is true.
You could not do Crab Oscar at Cheesecake Factory.
No,
I'm gonna go to Cheesecake Factory. Get me a Crab Oscar.
The thing about it is that they anchored themselves at the mall. And so by the time you've gone to one of those large malls, you've got small children, you're walking around, you're exhausted.
All you want to do is walk into the Cheesecake Factory and get me anything. Yeah, literally.
Give me anything.
If you turn to
drink.
Page 53 in your menus, Psalm 37, line 4. No. Where's the cheeseburgers? Cheeseburgers are on page 42, sir. Mm-hmm. 42 through 49. Do you want a turkey burger, veggie burger? Oh my God. You want a gluten-free, diet-free, keto-free? I'm like, oh, come on. But like,
yeah.
This is the problem with America today. You give us too many choices.
Mm-hmm.
You go over to a restaurant in Europe. They do one thing and they do it really well.
These little bistros and they're so good. And yeah, you sit down and there's four menu items. Or not even that. If you're at a restaurant, I mean, if you're at the dinner, they're going to give you the appetizer and it's usually pasta. And then I'm talking about when we were in Italy. Then you got the main course, which is usually something else light, small and light. And then you have a little dessert, a little wine, and that's all you had to choose from. And it's delicious.
Delicious. Let me tell you,
cheesecake. Best food you've had.
Factory executives. Here's the deal. Because I don't know if you've ever been outside of the United States. You've probably never been outside of a mall. Here's the deal. Mall of America is using. Okay. When you walk over in Spain somewhere, she's right. You know what you have? You have a lunch menu, 20 euros. Boop. Mm-hmm. You get a glass of wine.
That's what it is
you get
for
a
lunch
salad.
Today.
Yeah.
That's today's lunch.
Salad or soup.
Like it.
A beefsteak. You can either get a beefsteak or beefsteak with French fries.
Yeah.
You're going to get a fucking steak.
Yeah.
Right?
Exactly.
Or maybe you get octopus. Who knows? Mm-hmm. Right? And then you get a choice of desserts.
Uh-huh.
It's lovely. It's wonderful. You don't. It takes all the worry and the hassle out of
it.
It
does.
I'll take the.
And if
you don't like
that food, then you don't go to that restaurant. You're not trying to be everything to everybody.
Yeah. You go to the next one. And they're all packed.
Yeah.
All of them are packed.
Yes.
And you know what? They open from noon to 2.
Mm-hmm.
And if you don't get in before 2, you're fucked.
Yeah.
Good luck. See you at 6 o'clock.
Then it's nap time.
Right?
Yeah.
This is how we should do it in the United States of America. Stop giving everybody so many choices. Mm-hmm. You don't need a soda in 12 different flavors and 17 different sizes. That's just a way to trick your brain into thinking you need more.
Yeah.
Right?
It is.
Well, if I can get the small one, I should get the big one because then clearly I'm saving money. I'll save it for tomorrow. You never save it for tomorrow. Never eat it. Yeah. By the way, I've never eaten one thing out of a to-go box. Never. Just doesn't work like that. I hate it.
No.
I hate food.
A smaller plate.
I'll save it to
less
tomorrow.
Choices.
That's right.
That's what we have to work with. And if you don't like it, don't eat it.
Can we do this now?
You and I,
what are we waiting
you and
for?
I should start a trattoria.
I know, a trattoria. a street restaurant. Right here in this studio. And that's also, the restaurants are the size of this studio.
They are.
Seven tables, right? They turn them four times and then they're done.
Right.
That's it.
Yeah.
You know what, Chrissy? You're so right. We need to bring this kind of living here to America. Because I am sick of walking into restaurants that look Italian and they're serving Chinese food and sushi.
Mm-hmm.
I worked at a restaurant once. We had burgers and French fries. We had calamari. We had pasta. And there was a sushi bar. And everything was fucking expensive. It was like a fine dining restaurant. Not what?
Yeah.
And then I worked at a restaurant where all we did was steak. That's it.
Mm-hmm.
Steak and a side or two sides.
Mm-hmm.
And you want to know something? It was easy for people.
It is.
They didn't seem stressed out when they got to the restaurant. They weren't worried about which sushi they were going to have for dessert.
Yeah. You're focused more on the conversation and the people you're with and enjoying life, not stressing about what you're going to order and then you don't like it and they didn't cook it the right way. It's cooked the way it's cooked and you'll like it.
Or you can leave. Go back to America.
Exactly.
Thank you, Chrissy. Thank you for bringing some reasoning to this conversation. You can now explain to your friends and family that they can listen to the second half of this episode.
Yeah, just the second half. Give me the minute break.
You know what? I'll cut it into two. And I'll be like, start here. Yeah.
Yes. Jeff's mom.
Oh, Jeff's mom get upset about what we say?
I'm like, don't listen.
Oh. When don't listen, isn't that the first thing she's going to do is listen? Please don't listen. It's like telling my son he can't come here when we're working. He throws a shit fit every time. That's the only place he wants to be. What kind of psychology
is
that?
It's a magical place.
It's a magical place. Magic buttons.
Magic lights.
It's a 70s porn studio. Yeah. He's a little too young for all of that.
He is.
TCBpodcast.com is where you go to read the show notes, find out more about Chrissy and I, and you can watch our entire video and audio library right from there. All from the comfort of your own home. All from the comfort of our own URL.
TCBTV minus
now available on YouTube. / the commercial break. Go ahead and watch it. That's TCBTV minus.
Yeah.
It's minus anything interesting or entertaining.
It's like Apple Plus.
With shittier content.
But it's minus.
Yeah, without any notable stars or.
It's the opposite.
It's the yin and the yang. Listen, you get great content, high watermark television, well scripted, you know, best directors, best actors so getting paid a lot of money. And then you have Chrissy and I.
It's opposite.
Yeah. Talking to ourselves for 35 to 40 minutes every day. But we do put out new stuff every single day, thanks to Gustavo, who is now the director of our video operations. Congratulations, Gustavo.
Oh, congrats.
Yes. There was only one place to go was up. So where he started, there was only one place to go, and that was up. At The Commercial Break on Instagram, at TCB Chrissy, and at Brian Green for your clubhouse. And if you need an invite, at The Commercial Break, DM us. 470-584-8449. You also can send us a message or text message us. And please, like and subscribe. If you're into us, if you like what we're doing, if you find some value in this, like and subscribe. It means the world to us, and it does do us a lot of good. So, I love you.
I love you too, Brian.
And until next time.
Bye! Bye!
The Commercial Break. New episodes on Tuesdays and now Fridays. New YouTube clips drop daily at youtube.com/thecommercialbreak. Visit tcbpodcast.com for access to our entire media library. Follow us at The Commercial Break on Instagram and join The Commercial Break Club on Clubhouse to join in live recordings. Each episode is written and produced by Brian Green, co-hosted by Chrissy Hoadley, with additional content provided by Tina Connell.